This guy in New Mexico thought he found El Dorado, and his main proof was that he saw a giant arrow in the ground pointing towards this cave. So he started to dig, because the cave was, I guess, like a little submerged under rock and stuff, and he started finding some really weird stuff, actually, like platinum masks and like copper deposits. And once he kept digging more and more, it led through like these tunnels, and there were like ancient Native American carvings and all these like interesting things, like rock structures that look like different things.
Had he been looking for El Dorado?
I think he had been.
So he'd been researching it?
Yeah. So he comes to my cousins and he's like, hey, if you give me $1,000 now, I can pay you out $1 million once we hit gold. So my cousins are like, we need to check this out. So they go to the site, and for whatever reason, they're really convinced. And they're like, fuck yeah. And I think, like, that side of the family ends up giving him, like, $5,000 or $6,000 in total. Because they want $5 or $6 million back. And they even start doing the digging themselves. Like, this guy's like, yeah, the government won't support me, so, like, I have to do all the digging myself. And my cousins were like, yeah, we'll go out and help you. That sounds like a good use of our time.
So you're the guy talked to the government?
Yeah.
And he said, I found El Dorado?
Yeah. And they're like, no, you didn't.
And have they passed down that story to other people? Like, have they taken other people over there and been like, this is El Dorado?
Yeah, yeah. They've taken, yeah, my uncle and his son, they took them. And I was going to go, but I didn't have time before our flight left.
Do you think it could be El Dorado?
Like, part of me does. Like, a very small part of me thinks it could be. Not, like, City of Gold El Dorado, but, like, kind of.
You saw pictures of it, right?
Yeah. What I saw, like, masks. Like, ancient-style masks. And, like, copper deposits, which are pretty normal for the area. The thing that threw me off, though, is I learned later that these giant arrows do exist in the Southwest. For old mail routes, like right when planes started carrying mail and like GPS wasn't that great, they had these giant ass arrows in the ground to like tell them they were on course.
So what do you think, like why do you think your cousins like want that to be El Dorado? You know what I mean? Like what?
Yeah, well the cousin that like really bought into it, he's kind of, like, the city that he's in is perfect for him, because he can fuck up a lot and still be on top. Because he's, like, really smart, but he has no training or desire to learn anything. So he's just, like, a big entrepreneur, and he has a couple shops there. And so he's got that spirit where he, like, wants to hit it big, but he just doesn't really know how. And so, like, he's got his shops, and he does well because it's a small town, and, like, people know him, and it's like a head shop. So, yeah, I sold bongs and porn last time I was there. But he's got two of them and does good business. So I think that's, like, why he bought into it. It's just one of those things, like, he could hit it big.
He also just has that spirit, then it sounds like.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything about, like, his ethnicity that would play into that? Like how about the guy? Is he Mexican? Or is he Hispanic?
I think he might be white, but everyone's kind of, like, Hispanic-ish down there. They all have, like, that same weird Hispanic accent, even the white people, which kills me. It's so funny. But, yeah, like, everybody's very, like, Hispanic culture down there.
So, like, it would make sense if they were obsessed with finding El Dorado, or at least one guy in that community, because
yeah.
He wants to kind of find his roots in a way, or
yeah,
find the
that.
Story that maybe was kind of... Had you heard of El Dorado in your family prior to this, or just, like, what you've seen in, like, pop culture?
I mean, my family's always been big on, like, stories, like, especially that side. Like, my grandma would always tell me stories and stuff, and, like, El Dorado is mixed in every once in a while, but mostly pop culture.
Okay, that was good. That's really quick, but it was good.
Okay.
I think that we got some good...